Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
On the opposite side of India, the coastal city of Mumbai is also dealing with the monsoon season. In 2005, the government promised to upgrade the city's infrastructure after record flooding left more than 1,000 people dead. But the work has been slow, leaving Mumbai residents to deal with debilitating floods every year. Kanchan Srivastava is an independent journalist based in Mumbai, and she wrote about why Mumbai has had bad flooding problems after it rained more than 15 inches in just 4 hours earlier this month, bringing the city to a standstill.
Mumbai's stormwater drains were not able to cope up that much rain because water has to be pumped out to the Arabian Sea. But because of heavy rains and compressed drainage system, the water could not be pumped off. So the entire city was waterlogged. Thousands of commuters were stuck on roads, in local trains, till late night on 2nd of July. And so many streets, so many low-lying areas in the city, they were flooded with water. And access to the roads, access to housing societies, everything was disturbed that day. Even flights were disturbed because an aircraft skidded off the primary runway. So over 200 flights had to be canceled or rescheduled for next 3, 4, 5 days.
Tell us about Mumbai's infrastructure and how it's uniquely vulnerable to flooding during this monsoon season.
So Mumbai lies at the coast of the Arabian Sea. So it is already a low-lying city, and being India's commercial capital, it has expanded very fast in last 2 or 3 decades. And because of the limited land, the suitable option which was thought by the city planners, it was reclamation. So they keep on reclaiming the sea, and that is how the suburbs were created. Meanwhile, city also lost some of its forests, some of its mangroves, and the salt plains, which act as a natural flood barrier. So the rapid urbanization and, you know, population growth, it has changed the hydrology, morphology, habitat, and ecology of the city, of the coastal city. So gradually what happened, the city which used to manage the heavy rains, I mean, rains have been happening since ages. You know, Mumbai is prone to heavy rainfalls, but it was very easy to manage 2-3 decades ago. But since year 2000, it became very difficult. And Mumbai had seen a deluge in 2005, in which more than 1,000 people lost their life. So since then, we have seen that every year, at least for 1 or 2 days, Mumbai is inundated.
What about the government's role in fighting flooding so far? Are they planning to do more, and has their response been sufficient so far?
So the government had been claiming that we are improving and trying to maintain the stormwater drains. But the most of the drainage system which we have is either at some places it is broken, at some places it is silted. So how can the city pump its rainwater to the sea? It cannot. So the promises have been made. The major issue is we have many agencies. So we have state government, we have city government, we have railways, we have, airport authorities. So we are different 9 agencies which they are struggling to coordinate. And their coordination is seen every monsoon.
Kanchan Srivastava is an independent journalist based in Mumbai. Thanks for being with us, Kanchan.
Thank you, Tanzina.